I kid you not. I'm going to give you two quick pieces of evidence. Any of you get this booklet yet?
Yeah.
Okay, a wonderful booklet. It has a page on Jewish sites in Vilna. So I turn to the Jewish Vilnius, page 52. Get yourself this booklet if you don't have it. Right? Maybe in the hotel you can get
it. Have a hotel, yes.
The hotel has it?
The hotel too.
Well worth getting.
You can get it?
Yeah, this is the official guidebook for Vilna, 1997. You read a paragraph here about the Jewish cemeteries of Vilna. I'm just going to read you a line, what it says here. First it says, the cemeteries once stood on the site of the current Žalgiris Stadium, where there's a monument. That's the first cemetery, and we're going to go there, I hope, today. But by Soviet order in 1957, all Jewish graves were moved to the contemporary cemetery. All the Jewish graves from that first Jewish cemetery, which is now a sports stadium, were moved in 1957 to this cemetery. Lohayu Dvar Me'olam, seven graves were moved. That's all. All the rest was destroyed by the Russians. Here it says they moved all the graves. One piece of misinformation. Next piece of misinformation. The major guidebook, and get yourself a copy of this when we get to the museum. Well worth getting, even if you don't read Russian. This is Yerushalayim Delita. It has photographs of Vilna before the war, and it has a complete history of the Jewish community of Vilna. It's a very important book. On page 64 of this book is a history of all the cemeteries of Vilna in Russian, but don't worry about it. You'll get somebody to help you translate it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you read this book, there's a line here that says that seven graves were moved here. Here it's correct. And then it lists who was moved here. And it says as follows, together with the Vilna Gaon, his wife was moved here, Mrs. Vilna Gaon, his son, who's the son of the Vilna Gaon? Avraham ben Agra, a very great Gadol, who was buried in the old cemetery. And then it goes on to add some other names. The Vilna Gaon's wife is not buried here, and the Vilna Gaon's son is not buried here. This is what it says in the official book, published by the Jewish.
Why do you say she's not buried? Because there's no material.
We'll find out. You'll find out. Believe me, never take my word for anything. When you hear the evidence, you'll be persuaded.
The Gaon himself.
No, Baruch Hashem, the Gaon himself. His wife is not buried here, his son is not buried here, so now I won't waste any time. We're going to open the door. We're going to take a look at the graves, see who's buried here. When they moved the graves, they moved the matzevas together with the graves. They are right here in front of me. So as you go in, and we cannot go in more than, what, how many people? Six? Five or six people. People mentioned cannot I day, nine more.
It's like the base of Mikdash.
You try to get 10 people in there. 10 people at a time. You'll go in. I want you to look at the matzevis. I'll point to the
Let's go first 10 men with each of them.
Right.
Let's go in first 10 men.
Some of the things we're seeing. I know it's a little confusing, so I'm just going to go over one more time so you get the name straight with regard to the cemeteries.
Write this down, you
believe. The first cemetery of Vilna, which was used for hundreds of years, from 1487 until 1830, was in Schnippischach. And we're going to go there. That's been turned into a sports stadium. That happened about 1950. Shortly before it was turned into a sports stadium, seven graves were moved. We spoke about that, and you saw them now in the third cemetery, which is known as Dembovka Cemetery. All the streets in Vilna once had either Yiddish names, Jewish names, Russian names, and now under Lithuania, all the names of the streets have been changed to Lithuanian names. So sometimes you have to know a street by three different names. I'm going to distribute a map. I'm not going to do it now, but when we get back, maybe at supper, I'm going to give you a street map of Vilna from before the war with all the names in Hebrew letters, the original names of the streets as they were called by the Jews when they lived in Vilna in the 18th, 19th, and 20th century.